Hi, welcome to a very special episode of Piecing It Together, the podcast where we normally take a look at a new movie and try to figure out what movies inspired it. But today we're doing something very, very different. If you're a first-time listener to the show and you somehow managed to land on this episode, please know that this is not what we normally do here. Today, what we are doing is we are actually doing a contest, and that contest is to win a copy of Cinephile, a really cool new card game that just came out. It's like a party game card game where there's all kinds of fun movie-related trivia games that you can play with these cards that have these really cool little cartoons of different actors and actresses on them. And so what we're going to do is we're going to play a few rounds of the game, and I've got with me Josh Bell and Jason Harris from Awesome Movie Year, the other movie podcast that I produce. And the three of us got together, played a few rounds. I got a level with you. I did not read the instructions very well. So if you're listening to this, just bear with us. We did our best. And I think it's a fun, kind of silly conversation, gameplay situation thing. But if you want to play the game yourself, it is, of course, available to buy online. There'll be a link in the show notes for where you can find it. Or you can, of course, win our copy of the game, which I have sitting right here in front of me. And we are going to be giving it away in the Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces Facebook group. So make sure you join our Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces Facebook group, where we continue the conversation about all the movies we talk about here on the podcast, as well as just sharing all the big news and all that kind of stuff that's happening in the world of movies. So make sure you join it. You can get a link in the show notes to click on, or you go to facebook.com/groups/PiecingPod, or just search for Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces. You'll find it. So join us. We'd love to have you in there. And we have a contest going on to win this copy of Cinephile right now. But for now, let's jump into this roughly 30 minutes of me, Josh, and Jason doing our best to play this game. Like I said, it's not like a normal episode of Piecing It Together, but if you enjoy listening to us do what we do, I think you'll have fun listening to this, so enjoy it. All right, so I am sitting here with Josh Bell and Jason Harris, and you guys know them from Awesome Movie Year, the podcast that I produce, and we just finished a little marathon session of recording Awesome Movie Year episodes, and we're going to play this game called Cinephile. Is that what it's called? It's called Cinephile, a card game. This game just came out. It's like a cool little party game, and we're going to actually give a copy of this away here on the podcast, and I figured before we give it away, let's record us playing it. What do you guys think about that?
Which podcast are we giving it away on, yours or ours?
It's kind of like a joint thing. We'll probably do it in the Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces.
We can fight
group.
Over it?
Yeah.
I don't want to fight. I just want to know, you know.
I think Jason's angling to win the game right now.
I want it myself, guys. I want to fight the winner for this.
Yeah. So this game, Cinephile, it's like one of these like party card games, like a Cards Against Humanity or one of those kind of things.
Party card games? Like Andrew W.K.?
Yes, okay. Exactly. So, yeah, we probably should be, like, I don't know, drinking beer or something like that, or like, having chips and salsa, at least, but we're doing none of those things.
I ate some chips earlier.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and yeah. I had some salsa earlier.
It all works out.
I
think the sound of us crunching chips would really add to this podcast.
And, yeah, and I'll add it in post.
Yeah.
If you're asking yourself, well, what did you have salsa with? Nothing.
Yeah, just straight up.
Just hand scoops.
That's right.
So this game, there's five different games you can play with the cards that they provide you. And each of the cards, they have a different actor and a movie that actor was in. I'll show you guys right here. Winona Ryder, Reality Bites, cool little cartoon.
Movie? Yeah, a movie from 1994, a year that we talked about on Awesome Movie Year.
That many of our audience members wanted us to cover.
Yeah. So now we've covered a card about it.
Well, yep. Sorry to Winona Ryder, but I'm going to discard that one since we just...
Discard.
That's
killing it. So anyway, there are five games we can play with these cards, and we're going to try to do three of these games here. We're going to start off with the first one called Movie Geek, which is supposed to be the easiest one. Basically, Let's go back to the Winona Ryder card, so I don't have to throw out a second one, you know?
Looks like he didn't discard.
Oh, I'm going to discard it, trust me. But first, let's explain the rules. I'm going to show you guys a card, as you've already seen, Winona Ryder, Reality Bites. And then what do we go around there? Let's say Josh will go next, and then Jason, and then back to me. Next person has to name another movie Winona Ryder was in. And then Jason, and back to me, and back. Yes, has to be a movie, as far as I know.
So we just will each name a Winona Ryder movie, and then that's the end of the round.
No, we keep going and
so
keep
we
going.
Run out of Winona Ryder movies.
As soon as somebody can't name one, the next person, if they can name one,
they eliminate the one before them,
and then we continue.
But do we want to do Winona Ryder? Or are you going to discard?
No. I'm discarding Winona Ryder. Sorry, Winona Ryder. Oh, so
so many Winona Ryder movies in my mind.
Well, that's why we need to start over with. Nicolas Cage from Raising Arizona. What do you got, Josh?
Okay, so I just name another movie that Nicolas Cage was in.
You got it.
How about Next?
Face Off.
Okay. All right. I gotcha. All right.
Are you out of Nicolas
Cage? No. How about Mandy?
Adaptation.
Con Air.
How about Kick-Ass?
Man, Nicolas Cage has been in like a billion movies, and this is how it happens, right? With these things, you're just suddenly blank on them. How long is there a timer?
Yeah,
I suppose I should have.
Do I get to vamp here for a while while I try to think of Nicolas Cage movies? Trespass.
Very good.
Leaving Las Vegas.
Is he in 3,000 Miles to Graceland?
No.
Fuck. All right, I'm out.
No, Josh has the same one.
Oh, yeah, I'm not out yet. Go ahead, okay. Josh.
Oh, but he was in Honeymoon in Vegas.
Okay, I'm out.
So now do we keep going back?
Yes,
the two of you
are
going to
go
movies?
Back and forth until winner is crowned for this first game.
Okay. Raising Arizona.
No, you can't say Raising
can't
Arizona.
Say Raising
that was
Arizona.
The first one.
Oh, was that the first one?
That was the one on the card.
I didn't hear that part of it.
Sure,
that's
sure
fine.
You didn't.
I can do another one. Matchstick Men.
Oh, that's a good movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. No, this is terrible that I can't. How long do I get? Man, I should have been thinking earlier about Nicolas Cage and all the movies that he's... Peggy Sue Got Married.
Valley Girl.
Man, you just got them right there. Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
Ah, that was the one I was going to name right there. So, Wind Talkers.
Oh, man. Vampire's Kiss.
Ooh, that's a good one. Let's see. Yeah, I see. Snake Eyes.
Oh, yeah. Moonstruck.
Oh, that's a good one. He lost his hand. Let's see. Nicolas Cage movie. What else were you in, Nicolas Cage? You were in a movie here and there, weren't you?
There's so many of those B movies that you could just rattle off. You could just make up a title that sounds like a B movie thriller, and it would probably sound right.
Well, I've got a good one, but I'm out.
I'm thinking of the one, and I can see the scene. It's like one of those apocalyptic ones that was like one of his last major, you know. Oh, Bringing Out the Dead.
There you go. And I think you are thinking of Left Behind, the Christian movie.
No, but that's a remake of that. Yeah, that's crap.
Well, that counts as your
I mean,
Josh,
he was in it, so yeah. I think it counts.
I don't like that you chose that one.
Yeah, I chose it because you reminded me of it.
I call crap on that, Josh. All right. I'm not going to lie. I'm starting to run low. But I have a few seconds to think of another Nicolas Cage movie. You said Peggy Sue Got Married already. So let's see. What else was Nicolas Cage in? You can give me a countdown clock.
I'm going to give you 10 more seconds. How about that?
Okay, that's fair. That's fair. Oh, God damn it. I know he was in another movie that was filmed in Vegas out here with the guy.
Too bad. It's done. Yeah. But Josh has to knock you out, though.
So. I'm going to go with Mom and Dad.
You got it. I was going to say Wicker Man.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one, too.
All right, Josh wins this round.
So
what do I win, Dave?
Oh, you win the adoration of all of our millions of fans.
Well, but I already had that.
Yeah, I don't want that.
What do you think? You want to play one more round of that? Because that's kind of fun.
Yeah, we can do
one. Right, one more round, then we'll go to the next one.
Let's reverse the order this time.
Ooh, this one's going to be tough. This one's going to be tough. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Greta Gerwig, 20th Century Women.
Okay, so that goes to me or you first?
Let's go to you.
Okay, Frances Ha.
Mistress America.
Greenberg.
Lola versus.
Yes. The Dish and the Spoon.
Mm. Is she going to be in Little Women?
I think so. I actually didn't say it. Come on.
Just got to get it. No. What else?
You can. Should we allow it?
Fuck it. I'm out. Oh, wait. You have to beat
Baghead. Baghead.
Oh, okay. You
got That's good. Hannah Takes the Stairs.
Ooh, that is a good one. I am running out.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, there are not as nearly as many as there are with Nicolas Cage.
Yeah, Greta Gerwig, anything else?
She was not in anything else.
No, I didn't say
that. Was Christina Ricci.
I didn't say that. I got nothing.
Going to knock him out?
Nights and Weekends.
I don't know what that is.
That was the first movie that she directed. She co-directed with Joe Swanberg don't ever think about when they mention Lady Bird.
Mm. All right. Well, let's go on to the next game. The next game is called Head On. And this is kind of like the basement scene in Inglorious Bastards. I guess I'll be
we're
the...
We're
going to
shoot people?
Yeah, we're going to shoot everyone in the room.
Movie gets really dark. This game gets really dark.
So I'm going to pull out a card here, and I'm not going to look at it, but I'm going to put it up on my head. And I'm going to say either movie or actor. And you guys have to then say clues to get me to guess whether I say movie or actor to guess the person.
And is there a thing that we like, is this like what those taboo or whatever, where there's things that we can't say?
I think
the way we got to do this is you get one full card and then I get one full card and whoever gets it in the least amount.
Or do we go back and forth? Yeah. How do we win this one?
I would think it would be the least amount of time. Like, you get a card.
I think the idea is that we do this a bunch of times, and it's whoever wins the most amount of times.
Like, so it's whoever guesses the most?
Yeah. So you're trying to guess. You, Dave, are trying to guess, and if you guess quickly, you win.
So you should set, like, a minute timer, and whoever gets the most.
Or is it the number of clues?
Actually, it says here to set a minute timer on your phone. So,
oh,
yeah.
All right. Well, it's good thing we read the instructions.
Yeah, we give him clues. He has a minute to guess as many as he can.
Yeah.
And then we
as many as
that.
He can, or just until he guesses
the one? I think just one, and then we'll let Jason do one.
Okay, and if you can't
one.
If you can't guess it in a minute, then you
we can keep track of the time.
So here we go. I'm going to pull one, and I am going to pick. Make me guess the movie.
So what do we just trade hints?
Yeah, I guess we can do that. Okay. Did you start the timer?
Oh, timer. Okay, give me some hints.
1980s cult classic.
Kevin Smith loves this movie.
Out of This World.
Peter Weller. The title is very long.
Yeah, can you say that? That's what I was going to say.
Yeah, I don't know. That was what I was asking. Is this like taboo if there's things that we can't say?
Yeah.
It teased a fake sequel at the end.
Can I give him a hint of who the actor is in it?
Well, that was what I just did.
Yeah.
Who else?
That's true.
Oh, no, I'm saying.
Oh, the actor on the card. No, yeah. I think if you want to name another actor in the movie, though, you could. Maybe.
I don't know.
Oh, yeah, I ran out. I only knew
John
one.
John Belushi?
I don't think so.
This is a tough one.
It's got music. The main character is a musician, but also a bunch of other things. Was it a comic book, or maybe it inspired a comic book? Man, I just don't know enough about this movie. Jason's given up. He's looking at his phone.
I'm at 60 seconds, so I lose. So,
all right. You lose because we were ineffective. I feel like this is not
you would have gotten it.
The Adventures of Buckaroo Banzai.
Buckaroo Banzai
across the eighth dimension. Yeah, fuck. I don't think I've ever actually seen that movie.
I have seen it. It was one of those cult classics that I watched and was sort of like, why do people love this?
Yeah, I've certainly heard of it, but I don't think I've ever.
I'll go next.
Yeah.
All right. So,
and based on Dave's work on that. I would like to go with the name, the actor. But,
you're going to go with the actor?
All right. We don't.
So, wait a minute. Now I have a question.
Yes, Dave.
Okay, no, never mind. I get it. Okay.
So, can we name, movies that this actor was in?
I think so.
I feel like this is going to be a lot easier.
Right,
then.
Of course. That was Dave's mistake.
That's exactly why I was about to ask that.
Do you want
to
do
question.
How about we all do movie instead?
Yeah, that might make it more consistent. Yeah,
that's fine. I'll do movie because you're a weakling.
Do the rules say?
No, no.
Hey, that's not for us to figure out. That's for the winner of this game.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it does not say, no, it just says you can guess the actor or film.
Okay. All right, we'll just all do film.
Yeah, let's do film. Oh, do you have the card still? Silence.
Yeah, this is
the hallmark of a great podcast.
Jesus, Dave.
Hey, I can edit this in post. So.
I prefer you don't.
I know, I'm not going to. This is a special episode.
Special in that no one wants to listen to it.
I mean, dude, you're making me not want to play the game right now. Just let's go. Movie. Give him the card. Let's go.
I'm wondering if I'm reading this wrong here.
Probably.
Yeah, because that doesn't make any
this.
Sense. Obviously, the game is to correctly guess more actors or films in 60 seconds.
That's what I said.
Oh, so you try to do as many as you can. Yeah.
So did I make up rules completely from scratch?
But now we're going to just play your rule. And
well, right. Well, I mean, or otherwise, like, should you have passed if you couldn't guess it to be just like, go on to the next one?
Yeah, it's not the first. It's that heads
up. I feel like my game was a good idea, though.
This game is Ellen, heads up. You give me a clue. When I get it, I put my thing down. You give me another clue.
So just like one clue?
No, you can, until I guess it.
Or you decide to pass.
You keep giving me clues. Yeah, exactly. But now, since we already started Dave's way, we're going to finish it. And I just have to guess the movie on this card.
Just one movie to guess it within 60 seconds.
Right.
Okay.
Holy shit.
I'm
going to even have trouble giving clues on this one.
If I get it, then we'll keep going. We'll play the whole clock, Josh.
Okay.
All right.
So go.
Go for it.
The main star of this movie plays an alien.
Okay.
A24 film.
Okay.
Can I say the name of the director?
Yeah, I don't see.
Jonathan Glazer directed it.
Oh, and it's about an alien. I don't.
People call it creepy.
It was.
Under the Skin.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay, keep going. Right, next. Good.
Oh, we got a new next.
Give me the 60 seconds. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Paul Thomas Anderson movie.
Okay.
There
Will Be Blood.
Yes.
Okay. Next. Let's go.
Oh my God, he's killing it.
Yeah. Okay, give me the clue while he's reading. Give me your clue.
Foreign film.
It's an Almodovar film, Pedro Almodovar film.
Tie me up, tie me down.
No.
Pray love.
That's not an Almodovar.
I'm just guessing. Don't tell me what I'm doing.
Can
wrong.
We say the name of the actor? We can't say the name of the actor on the card.
Amores. Peros Amoros.
You just keep guessing movies that he did
probably opened at Village Square. I mean,
it was, I believe, nominated. The main actress in this was nominated for an Oscar. She's worked with him a bunch of times.
Yeah, it's Penelope Cruz. I don't know what movie it is.
No, that's pretty good, though.
Love something.
All right, you're out of your minute.
It's Volver.
Volver.
Oh, I wasn't.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Two.
Yeah.
Let's give Josh a chance.
More than Dave. Okay, so I'm just going to try to guess as many movies as I can.
To the people from Cinephile, we totally made up a sixth game now that we're playing.
We butchered your game.
So, sorry, I'm bad at reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Sure.
The first clue
Let's
over there.
Let's do it.
Is it a documentary?
Exit Through the Gift Shop.
Director got in trouble during the making of it?
I'm not there. I'm still here.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Next one.
Okay.
I know. It's going to be...
Dinosaur.
Jurassic Park?
I was going to say, hold on to your butts. Oh, geez. This will be...
What the star is 007
but it's not a Bond movie.
No.
Daniel Craig is the star of it. Roger Moore is the star of it. I don't know. Pierce Brosnan is the Thomas Crown Affair.
There's a floating head, I believe, if I remember correctly.
Zardoz.
Oh man, how did you get that?
All right, we'll do one more.
The star is The Godfather.
Marlon Brando or Robert De Niro?
The old fat Godfather.
Is it The Freshman? Is it Apocalypse Now?
I'm just going to let you keep naming names because I've never seen this one, even though I know it's a classic.
Do you know anything about it? I've never seen
Not
Zardoz.
Much.
I don't know anything about it.
I've actually seen Zardoz, but I haven't
Deck
seen
of
this.
Cards.
Deck of... Ooh. Yeah, I don't know. I'm trying to think of other On the Waterfront, Streetcar Named Desire.
I like that deck of cards
I can
clue.
Give you more hints like that.
Is my time still going?
Cyclops. No, you're done on time here. Yeah.
Cyclops? Island of Dr. Moreau?
One-Eyed
Jacks.
That's
not a classic. I've never even heard of that.
Yeah.
Okay.
So Josh won because of...
Did I get two or... I thought I tied you.
Three. Because of Jurassic Park.
Not only are we not playing with the rules, but I'm not even keeping score.
No, he won. He had Jurassic Park.
Everybody
ooh,
wins.
Tough one, Josh.
Well, but hey, I got Zardoz. Come you on. Did, and did. I've never even seen that.
You guys are just going to have to listen back to the episode once it's up to find out who won. You can take notes during
having been a part of this recording, I can tell you I will not be listening.
All right, so this one makes a little more sense.
Oh, something that makes more sense.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to mess up the rules for game number three.
I think we've done a good job to sell this.
Probably. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I think it's been a lot of fun. I think it would be a fun game to play, especially
if we
had more people.
Yeah, if we knew how to play
people.
It properly, it would be fun. Yeah.
If I had some salsa.
Yeah, that's true. I've always been bad at reading rules for games. So this one's a lot like the first one where I'm going to pull out a card here, show it to everybody. I'm going to start off in reading the movie on the card.
Yeah.
And we'll go, I guess, Josh first this time, then Jason. And you're going to name an actor, that was in the movie.
But not the one on the card?
Yeah,
not the one on the card. And then you're going to say a movie
I've played this.
Yeah, we've
before.
Done this.
Yeah
back this is before. A good old college fun time.
Yeah, this
did
is
we
a
do
good
something
road
like
trip
this
game.
On the road
yeah,
trip to Weird Al?
We did when we went to see Weird Al. Yeah,
yeah
oh,
fun.
I wasn't invited.
You don't like Weird Al.
I don't want to go on your road trip. Yeah.
All right, well, we're going to kick it off with the Grand Budapest Hotel.
Okay, and so should
so
I say
not Ralph Fiennes.
Ray Fiennes is on the card. So I'm going to say Tony Revolori.
I don't know who Tony is. That the kid?
Yeah.
That kid. What was that kid in? He's got to be in another Wes Anderson. Is he in Slumdog Millionaire? Or is he in?
God damn it!
Why are you? You're even more knowledgeable about this than you were about the films of Pedro Almodovar.
Moonrise Kingdom is my guess. Is he in that?
No, he's not.
I don't think so.
Yeah.
So you have to name a movie.
Fuck,
that he's in.
I know a movie that he's in, and I'm trying to name. It's the one with Jason Mantzoukas.
Yeah. I know that movie.
Yeah, you were going to come on Piecing It Together to do it, but we never did it.
You want me to tell it to you?
If I can't think of it in the next 10 seconds, yeah. Because then we're going to have to just draw another card or something because we're both out. God damn it! I can't think of the name of that movie. All right, I'm out. What was
the
it called?
The Long Dumb Road.
Dumb Road. That's
He's also in both of the recent Spider-Man.
Oh yeah, that's right. All right, let's start that over. Okay, Last Boy Scout. Don't name Halle Berry.
Oh my God. Okay.
Halle Berry's in the Last.
Boy Scout. Yeah, I've never
seen
the Last
either.
Boy Scout. Is Bruce Willis is the star of that, right?
Okay. Yeah,
Bruce Willis.
Striking Distance.
Fuck you. I don't have any clues.
So is this a thing where like you have to be able like if we
you got
to
name someone?
Well, no.
Striking
but I can't. I have no idea who else is in Striking Distance. So given that, do you, Jason, have to name someone else in Striking Distance?
Someone else.
Okay. Yeah.
Sarah Jessica Parker.
All right. Good work. So you win that round.
That was too quick. Let's do one more. Kill Bill Volume 1. Uma Thurman.
Oh man, who else? I haven't seen Kill Bill in forever. Vivica Fox?
Booty Call.
Bill Bellamy?
Oh my God, Bill Bellamy. Jesus. No, he's... I can't say MTV. Right?
No, you cannot say
MTV. Oh man, I'm not sure I know. I saw some like terrible indie movie that he was the star of a few years ago, but I can't remember what it was called.
I got it.
Are you looking at IMDb
no,
over there?
I'm looking on Instagram.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
Look.
Good.
Yeah. No, good I'm gonna get. Is he in? Half Baked?
I don't think he
was. Okay, I have no idea.
Yeah. Def Jam's How to Be a Player.
That's what I would have said. Yeah. Unfortunately, I don't know anyone else in that movie, so I think I'm screwed.
Do you?
I think Lark Voorhees is in that movie.
You think?
I mean, you can look it up.
Well, yeah. Do you have to like challenge him or whatever in order to?
Interest, yeah.
I mean, I believe it. I don't know anything about
possible.
That. Yeah.
Let's do one more.
One more?
All right. Jason's up 2-1.
Yeah, I'm good at this one.
Oh, this will be a fun start. Rushmore, Jason Schwartzman, you cannot say.
Bill Murray.
Bill Murray. What films? Larger Than Life.
You're good at this game because you know the name ones I haven't seen. I do not know.
Well, this game is tough because like you can just stop it. Like it's easier to stop it than it is to keep it going sometimes. Yeah. Elephant. if I knew the elephant actor's name,
that would be amazing.
Yeah. I've never seen that movie. For some reason I think Dennis Leary is in that movie.
You'd have to look it up. I can name two other cast members.
Yeah.
Matthew McConaughey.
Oh yeah, that's probably
Janine Garofalo.
All right. No, Dennis Leary's probably not in it. Jason wins again.
Damn, you're good at this.
All right. Well, I redeemed myself after the shellacking that Josh put on us in the first two.
Yeah. And I'm just going to be over here the loser.
But you're a winner.
So who wins this game? Like which of the audience?
Oh yeah, how are you going to do it?
We're going to do a drawing in the popcorn and puzzle pieces group. So, we will do that coming up here, but this is just so people can listen and get the idea of what the game is like if you didn't read the rules.
So if you have two friends, and nothing to do with them. Here you go.
Play this game. We're going to give it away, but without the rules. Right?
Yes.
So people can.
Yeah,
just
that's actually a good idea. That way they can be lost too.
Yeah.
Yeah, I like that. I think the thing said for three players or more, and I got the bare minimum.
Yeah, it might have been more fun if there were more people.
Literally, you could just write names of actors and movies on a piece of paper. And
there were other ones.
The cartoons are really kind of cool.
They
though.
Do look
like
nice.
Them.
Yeah,
you got the cartoons.
And depending on which game you play, I mean, that one that we just did that we've played on road trips, you really don't need the cards for, but some of the other ones. It helps to have an external thing giving you the prompt rather than just people thinking of them.
You're right. We love this game.
Yeah, come on.
Are yeah. Come on, sell it, you it's guys.
Are
sell
they
it.
Paying us anything?
They're paying us one free copy of the game to give away. And popcorn and puzzle pieces.
Yeah.
This is a fun game. Listen, you have a party. You're out of salsa. What are you going to do? I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to go into the closet, go look at that top shelf and say, what games should we play tonight? Well, I'm too old for Twister. My body will fall apart. Are we going to play Scattergories? Ugh, too many curse words. Let's go with cinephiles. Everyone loves movies. Everyone loves pictures. This is a game about movies that has pictures on the cards. So now you and your friends can get the best of both worlds. Cinephile, from the makers of other fine games.
I'm actually impressed he got the name right. But
yeah, well, he did say cinephiles at one point.
You guys keep saying I'm adding S's, but that's clearly not true.
That's just his thing. So, all right, well, hey, this is fun, guys. Why don't you tell people about Awesome Movie Year?
Oh, Awesome Movie Year? What's that?
Josh, what game are we playing next week on our podcast?
On Awesome Movie Year, we play the game of looking back at an awesome year for movies, which is every year.
Right. We're almost done with season one right now, 1994.
Yeah. We've looked back at the Sundance winner. We've looked back at what else?
Best Picture by the time this comes out. So that's Forrest Gump. That's Pulp Fiction. We got a first-time filmmaker episode about Clerks and Kevin Smith. We got our own personal picks in there. We have a future cult classic. We got a foreign film. There's a lot of documentary. Josh,
yeah,
so many categories.
So many things. We've got an audience choice episode coming up at the end of the season. So if you like interactive podcast things like winning games, check out our audience choice episode.
We like hearing what you like on Awesome Movie Year, and we like telling you what we like and don't like about movies on Awesome Movie Year. So if you have feelings about movies and years, then we're the podcast for you.
AwesomeMovieYear.com. Look us up wherever you get podcasts. Awesome Movie Pod on Twitter. Awesome Movie Year on Facebook and Instagram.
All right, let's finish it up with an impromptu game. 1994, name movies you did not cover on Awesome Movie Year, starting with Josh.
Reality Bites.
Shawshank Redemption.
The professional.
Yeah, okay. we did a whole episode about what we didn't cover, and now I am blanking on it.
Airheads.
Airheads. What was it? Three Ninjas Kick Back? Didn't someone want us to cover that?
In the Mouth of Madness.
Oh, man, you're killing it at this game that I didn't know existed.
Four Weddings and a Funeral.
Yeah.
Quiz Show.
Also, that, too. Yeah. Those are movies.
Yeah, I can keep going, but
yeah, no, that's I lost going. Clearly.
Spanking the monkey, right?
Wasn't yeah, I think you're right. Yeah,
let's be clear. I'm the loser on the episode, but thanks, guys. This was fun.
Oh yeah. Hey, I'm Josh Bell.
I'm Jason Harris. Hey, Josh, we're friends in real life, but we're also co-hosts on this new podcast called
Awesome Movie Year, where we take a look back at an awesome year for movies and do a deep dive looking at movies, including the Best Picture winner, the biggest movie at the box office, future cult classics, and more.
Including the biggest flop. And this season, we're doing 1994. You can find us wherever you get your podcasts. That could be Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or Spotify. We're all over the web as well. Got Awesome Movie Year on all the socials and awesomemovieyear.com. So please like us, subscribe, and if you do like us, give us a 5-star rating because we love you.
All right. So I hope you enjoyed us playing that game. I know it's ridiculous. Thank you for bearing with us, but it was fun. We had a good time, and I'm going to get myself a copy of this game, too, because I definitely want to play it again in the future and make sure I actually read the instructions next time ahead of time so I can teach the people I'm playing with how to actually play. All right, so make sure you join our Facebook group, Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, so you can win a copy of the game and also just come talk movies with us. Also, make sure you check out Awesome Movie Year, another great podcast which I produce, hosted by Josh Bell and Jason Harris. Also, Josh Bell is going to be joining me this coming weekend, Sunday, September 15th, at the Sin City Horror Fest, where we're doing our first ever live episode of Piecing It Together. You can find information about that in the show notes or also in Popcorn and Puzzle Pieces, which is why you should join that group also, and also on all of our social media at Piecing Pod. We would love it if you come out if you're here in Las Vegas. And otherwise, we'll be putting up the recorded episode of the live show the following day, that Monday the 16th. So look forward to that and a whole lot more Piecing It Together coming your way. Even though this is a special, unique episode of the show, we're going to leave you with a piece of music like we always do. And since we were playing a game, I figured, what kind of game music do I have? And then I found this one track I made a couple years ago and then never released. I have this program called Super Audio Kart, which allows you to make very chiptune video game style sounds. And I made a track with it. Never actually got around to releasing it, but it's a pretty cool track. I called it Warp Zone, and I'm going to play it for you now. So enjoy Warp Zone, a completely unreleased track by me.
And all points west.